We're doing Brachot, we're up to Daf Lamed Amud Bet. They don't להתפלל אלא מתוך כובד ראש. They don't stand to daven unless they have a heavy head. A heavy head, Rashi says, is subservience. Chasidim Rishonim, the early pious people, whoever those were, Hayu Shohin, would pause, Sha'a Achat. Over here, Rabbi Yona says it means a real hour, even though Sha'a ordinarily means a period of time. ומתפללים, and only then they would daven. So that they focus their heart to their Father in heaven, and this needs definition whether Yechavnu Libam is the equivalent of Kovid Rosh, because the Mishnah did change terminologies.
Who says an actual hour?
The Gemara. The Rabbeinu Yonah proves it from the Gemara. Afilu HaMelech Shel Bishlomo Lo Yishiveno Afilu Nachash Kuch Lakevo Lo Yafsik. Even if the king asks how he's doing, he shouldn't answer. And even if serpent is wrapped around his heel, he shouldn't pause. There's a midrash that says, why was the kingship compared to a nachash? Why do you have a hekesh here? It's telling you it's that type of kingship that's like a nachash. That the kingship, there is an element where that fourth empire is like a serpent. So the question is, what does that mean? Is there a hekesh in Mishnayot? We know there's a hekesh in Torah. We know there's a hekesh in Halacha Moshe Sinai. Is there also a hekesh in Mishnayot? The Gemara says, Minan imili, what's the source for this idea that you have to daven out of subservience? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, said, Amar Kravi Himarat Nafesh. The Gemara says, Mimai, that's not a good proof. Dilma Chana Shani Davim Rirat Libatuva. Chana was deeply embittered, that doesn't prove it. Ela Amar Yosef ben Chanina Mehacha Vani Brov Chastrava Vitecha Shtachave Lechal Kotcha Biratecha. And we know that the word ishtachaved, the Pirkei Rav Lezer tells us, means to daven. I will do it out of fear. Maybe David went out of his way in the way he davened. So okay, he also introduced his davening that way. But that doesn't tell us our davening has to be that way. Who said, maybe read it literally, Hadrat Kodesh, when you daven to Hashem. Notice again over here, the word ishtachava means to daven. You should do it out of glory. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora, the disciple of Rav and Shmuel, when he used to daven, he used to dress himself nicely and then daven. So maybe that's the halacha. So that's where we left off. What does it mean, the gilu birada? Be happy as you tremble. Rejoice as you tremble. In the place of rejoicing, there should also be trembling. It goes together. They're not exclusive, but rather complementary. Rabba saw his disciple Abaye, who seemed to be too happy, meaning it seemed already frivolous. So he asked him, the verse says that even at times of joy there should be an element of trembling. You're still before your Creator. He says, I'm wearing tefillin, so obviously I have that element of fear. It only seems like I went too far. So he said, it says that you always benefit from things you toil on. So he interpreted the word etzev to mean sadness. You should always remember there should be an element of don't get carried away with the happiness. He answered also, I'm wearing tefillin, so obviously I haven't gone out of control. He made a party for a wedding for his son. He saw that the rabbis were too happy, they were getting carried away. He brought a cup that was impossible to replace, that was made of white glass that could no longer be produced since the destruction of the Second Temple, worth 400 zuz. He broke it before them, and from there we have the custom that we break glass at the weddings to remind ourselves that we can't get carried away with the happiness. We should be very happy, but we have to maintain a certain recognition that our happiness is incomplete. And the question here is this be'olam hazeh, or is this b'zman churban habayis? Machlokas rishonim is the idea here. Only since the temple was destroyed, we have to show a reflection that the temple isn't completely built. Or is the idea, no, V'kilu biradad. That's talking about even when the temple was built. At the end of the day, you're not free to do whatever you want. You should always be a God-fearing person. And that should be reflected even in a person's happiness, that he doesn't get carried away. So that's a machlokes Rishonim, what the idea here is.